We said last week was the last week.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of 20 Minutes at the Bar, the show where we prove every week we can talk about any random topic for 20 minutes. So we are here at the end of another trivia at the House of Pendragon, and I have pulled from the old bag from 2018.
Old trusty.
Old trusty. Old trusty. I'm going to write that on here. Old trusty.
Old rusty trombone.
You have given the bag a name.
You're welcome.
That is canon. So, the topic that has been pulled, and a little bit of redaction, but scenes from anything that has no right to break your heart, but did. It used to be just animated, but then I thought of a couple of things where it's like, that shit, that makes me sad inside, and it's not animated. So, that's where we're going to go.
Some hearts are being broken while research is happening.
Yep.
So,
Jeff.
This topic is too real for
yes,
me.
Yes, I came up with this topic, and I will start, of course, with the one that everyone is thinking, because that's what I based on, and that is, of course, Futurama, because it does it like three fucking times. But, of course, Seymour is the one that will get you every
anything with a dog.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic, yeah, so it was Jurassic Park and Seymour waiting for Fry on that corner until he fucking fossilizes.
Yeah, that's a sad one. The first time I watched it, I was like, oh, god damn, Futurama.
Right, because it's like Futurama. It's a fun cartoon. It's a happy cartoon. You watch it. It's silly. It's stupid. It's fun. What the fuck is this heartbreaking bullshit?
And god damn it, they pull it off.
You're sitting there going, like, okay, where's the funny? Where's the funny?
There's no funny.
No funny, just sad. God damn it.
And it ends.
And then it ends, and you're like, but where's the punchline? Where's the punchline?
And it makes
say psych.
Sense.
Say psych!
With a time travel theme,
right.
He would have left some people behind, and they would have been very sad about it.
I mean, it was brilliant in that way, yeah. But like, obviously a time traveler will leave people behind, but my god, we never thought about pets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
They
got us with the dog.
Okay, so mine's semi-topical because the live-action version just came out, but I am going with Leaves from a Vine as sung by Uncle Iroh from Avatar The Last Airbender.
It hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. Avatar The Last Airbender, if you don't know, it's a cartoon on Nickelodeon about... the last airbender, and he goes and saves the world, and that's his whole thing. But there's a character named Uncle Iroh, and his son passes away prior to the show, like, happening. And then in his story, you learn about his son, how he died, and the very last thing that the original voice actor for Uncle Iroh did was sing this song called Leaves on the Vine, which is a little soldier boy about how his son died in the throes of war, and it is just fucking heartbreaking to hear this old man sing this song to his dead son, and it's just like, it almost comes out of nowhere. Like, the one episode that it's in leads up to it, but everything before that doesn't really, like, there's no warning that it's gonna sneak up on you like that, and then you're just fucking bawling because this old man is just losing it. Yeah.
But then, this,
and then
the
voice actor,
yeah.
And then the voice actor dies.
Aww. Yeah, at the end of the
right
episode.
Right after that episode,
it's like
yeah.
In loving memory, like fuck, he's done.
In loving memory of Mako, because he passed away right after that episode was aired. And then the guy who took over voice acting for Uncle Iroh refuses to sing that song. It is forever Mako's song, and the new or current voice of him will not sing that song. Out of respect to him.
Yeah.
It stinks. Like, you know, it's like, oh, the sad thing, and then we'll do more episodes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's the last scene. It was a super sad thing.
I'm not done with the live action, but there was a scene in the live action where they're kind of talking about the death of his son, and there's like an instrumental version of it playing in the background, and I was just fucking crying. Like, oh, this is so good, what the fuck? And I was like, it's so good, it's Leaves Are My Vine.
Yeah, it's a very good song.
Yeah.
So I'm going with an animated movie from 1986. Yeah, I've said this multiple times. Yeah, it's Transformers the movie.
Yep.
And back to the year of 2005, where everything's all advanced. And we see Optimus Prime. So from all the movies, you know, Peter Cullen does the voice. Optimus Prime is awesome. He never dies. This Optimus Prime dies very early in the movie. And I remember, like, young me was like, what the fuck? Like, he's my favorite Autobot. Like, fuck this movie. And I was like, no. And then I've seen online over the years people like, movie fucked me up. Like, Optimus is my favorite. And he went down so quick. And you're like, what do I do? The kids were lost. Like, watching that movie, like, what do I do now? It's, and they're like, oh, Hot Rod, you're in charge. Fuck Hot Rod. I want Optimus Prime. Like, it devastated me. And I'm a robot and I don't show enough emotion. But I was very confused. Like, what, John Travolta in Pulp Fiction? He's like looking around. I'm like, what the fuck do I do
where
now?
Where do I go? What do I do?
Who do I care about? I only care about one Autobot. But yeah, it always got me. And it still gets me. I'm like, God, it's when he dies. Sarah.
So I'm going to break the seal on what I think is going to be a theme. I'm going to break the seal on Pixar movies and go with When She Loved Me from Toy Story 2. That scene when Jessie describes her backstory of when she lost faith in kids and shares the moment when her kid gave her up.
When Andy's mom left her on the side of the road? Trash.
Yeah, so... And...
Andy's mom fucked up.
Yeah, so I was watching that, and then there was moisture on my face. And I was like, what are... Why? Why is there, like, my face is leaking? What?
I picked a leaky topic.
Yeah, so I don't normally cry at movies, but that one, like, with the... With Sarah McLachlan, like, sad puppy dog, please give us money, pretty much. And... Yeah, it was like the perfect song to go with that moment. And Pixar has like some really great cry moments, so I think that it's going to be a theme here. So you're welcome.
All the rest of my list.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
One, of course, the first and foremost will always be Jurassic Park. But one of the other ones, there are multiple. I'm gonna go with the. It was actually more a newer episode where we found out that Bender was built without a backup. And so he's trying to hunt down Inspector 7. I believe Inspector 7.
I think that's right.
Yeah. And they're just going through this whole entire adventure. Him and Hermes Conrad just killing it. Just going through just shenanigans. Mom tries to kill him. Somehow Hermes, we don't know how, overcomes it and shows that Bender's dead. So Mom leaves for him. But then in the flashback that we see, accompanied by little birds flying through my window, just this really like folksy song, we see how Hermes is the reason why Bender's alive, because he should have been destroyed for. But then you're just seeing this whole journey of it, and you're seeing like without realizing it, that like how everything comes together, and it's like with the song also just makes it, and it's just so emotional at that moment. You see like Hermes, and then like it's just such a goddamn Futurama show.
Yeah, right. Welcome back, Raining.
Yeah,
Raining.
Just connecting characters in a way that's just beautiful.
Oh, Matt Groening, you're welcome on this show anytime.
Yeah, just in life. Doesn't even be on the show, just show up.
The first thing that came to mind, I have a multiple that I don't know if they'll get taken, but Fox and the Hound.
Ooh.
It was, if you don't know the story of it, it's like two seeming, like a fox and a hound aren't supposed to be friends. Hounds hunt foxes and it's bad, but they grow up being friends, and then it comes a time where the hound is being taught to be a hound, and then the hound and the fox get into a point where there's a gun in poor fox's face, and then the hound kind of steps in and doesn't let it happen, and then the fox gets taken away from that area by Mrs. Tweed, and I just watched it 5 minutes ago and started blowing my eyes out. There wasn't even sound.
Oh yeah, when Todd gets taken away is rough.
It is like, it's just good animation. I don't even know if there's a song playing.
There is a song playing.
I don't know what it is, couldn't tell you, but like
sadness.
It's like one of those things where all you gotta do is just tell me about the scene, or I even have to just like see a visual from it and just the tear flow.
Actually, it might be right after a song. There's like a montage to the song When You're the Best of Friends.
No. He said typically, like, I get the wetness on the face from, like, the music parts of it, but this one was just pure animation.
All
pure
of minor songs.
Friends.
Almost.
You know.
So this is actually kind of a quick one, but it's a moment where it was a kind of a tie to reality. Again, damn you, Matt Groening. It's a Simpsons moment, and it's "We'll Really Miss You, Mrs. K" on the chalkboard after Marshall Wallace dies,
the
voice of Mrs. Krabappel, and they just had Bart simply write one time on the chalkboard, "We'll Really Miss You, Mrs. K," and that was the most poignant, I think, and heartfelt tribute they could have done to Marsha Wallace, because she had voiced Edna Krabappel for two decades at that point.
Yeah.
And she had done a fantastic job. And I mean, well, actually, probably about 3 decades. She was like 2013 when she dies. So, yeah. So the 90s, the 2000s, and into the 2010s. So, yeah, 23 years or whatever it was. Anyway, time not being withstanding. She'd done a fantastic job on it. And it was just this moment of heartfelt tribute where you took her literal antagonist and had him deliver the tribute in the opening montage, in the opening credits, and it just, it was like that, you just kind of caught it, and you stopped, and you went, wait, what? Because especially if you knew, they were like, oh, are the Simpsons going to do a full tribute tour? It's like, they did that one thing, and that was enough. So, yeah, again, Matt Groening, seemingly a master at grabbing the heartstrings when he needs to.
My next one is the slow, really sad version of Remember Me from the movie Coco. So Remember Me gets played like 4 or 5 times throughout the movie. There's like a fast version. There's the original version that Hector sings with Mama Coco when she's like a little kid. And then there's the version that Miguel sings at the end to Mama Coco to try and get her to remember her father, and you might as well just fucking rip my heart out every single time he sings it, because the little kid whose voice is Miguel is just like singing through crying, like you can hear the tears in his voice while he's singing the song to her and trying to get her to remember her father before he fades away from the land of the dead, and it is just like, just stab me in the heart and twist it. Like, it's so good and beautiful.
So,
yeah.
I was looking around and I found one that actually, I like frowned when I watched it. So, spoilers for this movie, but it can like drink alcohol. So, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there's a lot of spoilers.
But,
what are they?
A lot in
but,
this.
It's the movie Million Dollar Baby. It's.
If it's been out for more than 3
really,
years,
really
come
good.
On.
So, you know, you got grumpy Clint Eastwood teaching Hilary Swank to box, and they look great. They're doing really good. And so, in the match, she's gonna win, looks like. And then she gets sucker punched, and she falls, and Clint Eastwood sees the stool that she sits on when you relax in between matches, and he's trying his best to get there, but he's old. And he almost gets to it, and she falls and hits her neck right on the stool, and she is a paraplegic after that. So their dreams of boxing ends, and it's like, this whole fucking movie, I'm like, I thought they would win, and it's like, nah, yeah, they don't get that. This is real life. And I'm like, oh, this sucks balls. I sat there, I was like, this really sucks. And, you know, she's like, this is my life now. I gotta do something else. And, you know, grumpy old Clint Eastwood's like softening up and stuff. I was like, fuck this movie. But yeah, it really sucked when I saw it. I was like, they're gonna win this match. It's the end of the movie. They're gonna win. Oh, they don't. Okay. Okay.
I had no idea.
Okay. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah,
makes some good
it.
Ones. Makes some weird ones too. But there's some solid ones in between. Like El Camino. Not El Camino. What is it called? Gran Torino.
Yeah.
That one's a bit wild. He's a bit wild in that movie. But it's a great movie if you are fine with, you know, some words being tossed out in that movie, but it's a really good movie.
There's a point to it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's wild.
Yeah, it is. No, I'll give you that.
Sarah.
Yeah. Okay, so my next one that made moisture leak from my eyes without my permission was the beginning of Up.
Yeah, with Married
yep.
Life.
Yep.
Yeah, with Ellie and Carl stabbing me
it's
right in the heart.
It was actually my next one.
Yeah, well, y'all slept on it. So I took it.
Snooze you lose.
Snooze you lose. And again, Pixar, you devil people with making me feel feelings. Again, paired with some wonderful music. And then sets up like the rest of the movie. So if you haven't seen that, it's like the first 5 minutes. So, but like,
no words.
Yeah, no words are spoken in the first 5 minutes. It's all music, and no words have to be spoken, and it's beautiful and wonderful and gut wrenching.
My next one, I was like, oh, I could save it, but I have to save
don't
it
save
now.
It.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
people are stealing things.
No, because there's I don't know if anyone steals this one. Well, another show. Apparently, I like shows that are both comedic and have sad moments.
Who do?
It's Scrubs, specifically
nice.
The episode.
Jeff could have taken this one.
The
I know which one it is.
The episode in which we have Ben return. He had not gotten checked for his leukemia, and the whole episode, we just see Perry and Ben. Just having a good old time going back and forth. Also just seeing all this the shenanigans going through until they're supposed to go to the birthday party. To which Perry shows up. He's in a suit. He's like, oh, there's supposed to be like cake on faces. And then all of a sudden we see...
Where
do you think you are? And Ben, who's been there the whole time, is gone. And we find out they're not at the birthday party. They're at Ben's funeral. Because he died. Obviously.
The whole episode is just Perry's delusion.
It's Perry's delusion, but it's also because this is his best friend in the whole world. And to see such a strong character in that show that's the support structure... For everyone.
The minute they pull that rug out from under
you. And then not to mention the actor who plays it.
And then you realize if you go back, like all the little signs.
All the signs. And then like just, he never changes his, no matter how many days have passed, he never changes.
The outfit never changes.
Perry gets worse and worse looking, but you're not realizing it.
Yeah.
And then it's so, but you're just seeing the devastation on everyone. And of course, Ben is Brendan Fraser, which makes it even harder.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know.
It's as much as I am not a Brendan Fraser fan. Yeah.
He's only in two freaking episodes, and he just absolutely destroys it.
Yep. And that episode is
just devastating.
When JD says, "Where do you think you are?" and like the rug finally pulls out. Oh
it's
my
just,
God!
It's just it punches you right in the heart.
Yeah.
I'll go with the 2-minute song Baby Mine from Dumbo.
Yep, I cry every time.
Can't even talk about it. It's, you know, mom's in a circus, gonna go away. You know, who would have thought like a song with just, you know, cradling a baby elephant in your trunk. Mm-hmm. But little tiny Alexis bawled her eyes out before she understood such feelings.
God damn, old Disney can kill it.
Freaking Disney, man. Yep.
So, it will come as no surprise, dear listeners of this show, that my next one is the show that there are like 4 or 5 episodes that can make me cry every time. And this episode is heart-wrenching because one of the premier couples in the episode is attempting to have a baby, and that's been a theme going throughout the season. And then there's a countdown happening in this episode if you pay attention, like on just numbers. It's counting down. It's just it's hidden everywhere in the episode. It's not hidden, but it's obvious, but it's happening. And then you get to zero, and in How I Met Your Mother, when Marshall's dad dies, and I will always tell this story because it's one of my favorites. Jason Segel. His version of the script was Lily says, "I'm pregnant," but the real thing that she says to get the real reaction from him is, "Your dad's dead." And in that moment, you see it happen in that scene where he, as a consummate professional actor, stops, breathes, breaks. And he just improvs it in the moment, knowing that he was told the wrong information intentionally to get a real reaction. And the countdown, like they kept alluding to, the countdown was going to be that, and then toward the end of the episode you start realizing something's wrong. And it's Marshall's dad dying.
And it's just the, I should have answered. It's always that.
Well, and then he has the whole, like, his phone was dead. Yeah, and the couple subsequent episodes really go into this. And then there's another beautiful moment a couple episodes later at Marshall's dad's funeral where they finally get his phone, finally charges, they turn it on, he gets the voicemail. And his dad's last words to him were, "I love you," on a butt dial voicemail. Well, those weren't the actual
words. Patrick.
My last words. Well, I love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's such a great fucking movie. Okay.
So we're getting to the last couple minutes, so quick hits.
Okay, I'm going to stick on the Pixar train and just yell them out. When Wally dies in Wally, and Eve is frantically running through his little, like, storage unit trying to find all the bits and pieces to put him back together after he gets squashed. Tears.
Yep.
The entirety of the short Lava.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Just the whole fucking thing.
Why'd you have to do that?
The whole thing. And then the pivotal scene in Toy Story 3 when you think all the toys are going to be melted in the incinerator and they're holding hands. Man. Like, the whole fucking theater of adults on the premiere night were just fucking bawling.
Yeah.
They got me good. I was like,
everybody.
All of us. That whole line of people.
The whole line.
They were all sniveling.
The whole room just, no, they can't die.
I sat up and like, they're not, what?
They're not going to kill them? They can't be incinerated? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the whole thing.
So real quick, Castaway, when Wilson floats off. I didn't think I would get sad when a dude's just got a volleyball and he becomes best friends with him. But when Wilson's like, fuck you, I'm out of here. And he's like, Wilson, Wilson! And he's like, you see Wilson floating off and he's like crying because that was his buddy for, what, he was there for a couple of years, right?
Who knows? Yeah, long time.
So, and then John Wick. So the beginning of John Wick, sure, those movies go into he's just killing towns by himself, but it all starts because some assholes kill his dog, and he finally was like, I'm feeling good, my wife passed away, she got me this dog,
the
last thing
dog.
She gave me before she died of cancer, I think I'm doing better. Bad guys rob him and kill the dog.
It wasn't even the last thing she gave him, it was like she gave it to him posthumously to help him get over her death.
Yeah. And the
it
puppy
was
cute.
To help him get over
like,
her death.
Let's be happy together. And then they kill the dog, and he's just sitting there, and he's like, I just want to be happy.
Now everybody got to die.
And then he pulls out his guns. He's like, I have to kill now.
Well,
and
someone's got to die.
Yeah. And then from the Iron Giant, the last lines that the big old giant says, you stay, I go, no following. And then he's like, I'm Superman. And then kaboom. It's good. Oh. It's real good.
The Iron Giant.
The giant was like,
just,
I got this.
You just stabbed a bunch of people in the heart right
that's
there.
That's a real good one.
This whole episode is like, we need to put in front of this episode. Please have a box of tissues ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, grab them tissues.
It's so good.
Okay, so I'm going to veer slightly off the Pixar train and go to the episode where they discuss the Ishvalan Civil War in Full Metal Alchemist. And they talk about the little kid getting murdered.
Yes, sir.
And that started the whole thing. And then back to the Pixar
That's
train.
Sad.
Dos Oraguitas from Encanto.
That is my favorite song.
Yep. That whole scene that talks about the why we have the Encanto to begin with.
Yeah. To be fair, I cry, I think, in most of the songs. In
I know.
Even Surface Pressure? Like, this night, it's like happy. Except it's I don't want to be tough. I'm fucking tired of being tough.
She's so under pressure.
Yeah.
Well, the two I'm going to mention real quick is one when the teacher, I think, for a lot of us growing up, Mr. Feeney, says goodbye to his class.
I love you.
And it's to an empty class and just how he delivers it. Great.
He turned 95 yesterday.
He deserves it. And then the next one is just one of the best acting portrayals you'll ever see in any show, and that is when Will Smith is talking to Uncle Phil.
Why doesn't he want me, man?
Yep. When his dad leaves, and just
fuck,
son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
No one was ready
for that.
I was a kid. I'm an adult, and I'm still not ready for that.
It starts with a happy rap, okay?
Yeah.
You don't expect to get this.
You just gotta do something so intense.
Yeah.
And you're just at that moment, you're like, I think Will Smith's pretty good.
There were quite a few moments like that in Fresh Prince where they
were just like, there's a few for next time, maybe, things that make you cheer, and there's a couple for Matt Show.
You know, when you watch Deadpool and you just expect like a funny, crazy action movie, and then smack dab in the middle of it, you hear Take On Me acoustic played over a death scene where like Wade meets Vanessa, and I just broke in that movie.
You don't think,
I mean, yeah, she's dead and it sucks. Like, I mean, you definitely get sad about it, but then that scene, what? And then Take On Me is like the best version of that song, that acoustic one. You should watch it or listen to it. And then the end credit scene for Land Before Time, that song. If We Hold On, a little tiny Alexis bawling her eyes out, didn't understand the
words. It didn't get me when I was a kid, but the beginning of the death of Littlefoot's mom in Land Before Time gets me now.
Yeah.
Really, the death of any mom in any animated movie
gets you.
Last call.
What was that? Last call?
Yeah, you
already
heard that.
Wow.
Last call. It sounded like he fell in a well.
Look, little Timmy wasn't down the well, goddammit.
Right?
Oh, Lassie, there's some more things that make us cry.
Yeah.
That was an old yeller.
Not me.
Oh,
man. This was a good topic. There's tons of stuff out there that make you sad and shit.
Yeah. We've been drinking. This is great.
Yeah.
Lassie doesn't make you
cry. We're all depressed. Let's go get another one.
I think we just depressed the shit out of ourselves.
And possibly our listeners.
Depression warning? Yeah.
But yeah, if you have any other cool fun facts or, hey Otis, why didn't you say,
yes, please tweet us your depressing things.
Yes,
we want to go make ourselves
cry. We want
cry
your
support.
Depression.
I don't know. There's something out there. There's some horror movie. Oh, there's a couple of horror movies. I'm like, that's not fair at all. From Twilight Zone, when the guy just wanted to read, and then the world gets hit by a nuke,
and
he's by himself.
His glasses break.
His glasses break. He's like, he didn't do anything wrong. He just wanted to read. And then his glasses broke.
He's
like
finally, peace and quiet. Crunch.
I remember he was like, that's not fair. That's not fair. And I was like, I felt bad. I was like, oh, I just wanted to read a book. I was like, fuck
this
show.
I do love when Futurama makes fun of it, where he's like, at least I can read the large text. Luckily, I taught myself Braille, and he loses his eyes and hands.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, you know, like, all dogs go to heaven.
Oh.
We didn't hit us.
Well, we were okay.
Sadly, we could do part two of this.
Yeah. You and I, Katie, were on the animated part of this. Yeah. We did not veer.
No. We could have done so much worse, dear listeners.
Because there are no cats in America.
Oh my god, that song.
The streets are filled with moon.
We can still fuck this shit up.
Absolutely. But you can tweet us at
AllentownPod.
We have an email address.
AllentownPresents@gmail.com.
We have a Facebook at
AllentownPresents or 20 Minutes at the Bar.
So, like always, thank you so much for listening. See you soon, Space Cowboy, and we will be back next week with another topic. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.